Hey everybody, it's Tarika. This is episode number 5, and here are 3 feedback questions that can help you grow in almost anything. I'm so happy to be back here with you. Welcome to the Dr. Tarika Show. I'm all about giving you content to help you grow, speak, and lead so that you maximize your performance and find deeper fulfillment in life. Today, we're talking about feedback. Yes, feedback. Feedback is so important in our personal and professional life. It helps us know where we're at, whether it's the speedometer on your car telling you how fast you're going, or the scales you're standing on telling you where your weight's at, or even the timer on your oven telling you how long you have before your dinner burns. Without feedback, we'd be more ill-informed. We need it. Think about it. How difficult would it be getting ready in the morning, doing your hair or putting your makeup on without your mirror? Your mirror produces visual feedback. It lets you know where you're at. It lets you know what you look like in the morning when you get up. But it also lets you know how you're progressing toward your goal of looking smart, beautiful, or handsome before you leave the house. Now, lots of people tell me that they want to get better at what they do. They want to get better at their job, client interactions. Maybe they want to get better on the sports field or on stage delivering presentations. Maybe it's getting better in their key relationships. But they don't like the process of feedback. They don't like receiving it. They don't like giving it. And I think that many of us can relate with that. I mean, in my own life, if we wind the clock back about 10 years, I had a real problem with feedback. Now, don't get me wrong, I used to love feedback, but only when it was good. I liked to be told that I was doing well, and who doesn't want to hear that they're doing awesome? But when my feedback was below the expectation of what I was aiming for, I couldn't cope with that. Now, I'd never show it externally, but internally, I was agitated, I was upset, I was angry, ashamed, I kicked myself, and this negativity would hang around with me for days. But I'm so thankful to say that now my mindset has changed on this and I can positively leverage the power of feedback to help me up my game. Now, part of that is connected to me being able to separate the idea of my performance from my core identity and value. But it made me think, perhaps there are many out there listening to this who struggle with negative feelings around feedback. And I thought it'd be helpful to share some positive mindset feedback questions that I use and have really made a difference to me. So I'm going to share with you 3 simple quickfire questions that you can apply to virtually any situation you want to improve from, whether it's personal or professional life. You can look back at an instance you wish to assess and apply these 3 questions to really help you improve and feel positive about it at the same time. So here's the fast feedback 3. What should I continue? What could I stop? And what could I start? And remember, you can ask these questions of yourself, or you can ask these questions of a feedback friend. Let's take each of these questions in turn. Question number 1. From what's just happened, what one thing should I keep doing to really improve my performance? What one thing should I continue to help me up my game? Now, what's great about this first question is that it fixes your attention on what's going well. It sets up game frame thinking and excites you about your progress. Now, notice it's one thing that we're looking for here, not 5 or 10 things. And there's nothing wrong with detailed or thorough feedback. But the beauty of this model is that it's simple, it's memorable, and most of all, it's actionable. You can do something about it. What one thing should I keep doing to really help me up my game? Now, when I run this question on live audiences, an answer that stands out is, Tarika, please keep your energy going. If you do, that will really help improve things over time. So I make an effort to do that. What one thing should I continue that will really help me up my game? Okay, question number 2, and this is about subtraction. What one thing could I stop or drop that will really help me improve my performance? What one thing could I stop or drop that would really help me up my game? Now, stop-drop is all about iteration toward improvement. If we look at the design industry, cars, for example, manufacturers are always looking to make their latest edition more fuel-efficient than the version before. But that means they need to drop weight, use lighter materials, fewer parts, so that the new edition can be even better. What one thing could I stop or drop to make things even better? True story. When I ran this question on a live audience, one piece of feedback that came back said, "Tarika, please stop playing with your hair. You're not a movie star." Now, in times gone by, I would have been kicking myself over that. But honestly, when I received that feedback, I was delighted that that was picked up on, because I see Stop Drop as an opportunity to grow and not a failure. And so I was genuinely happy that it was flagged up, because if I actioned the change, things would be even better in future. What one thing could I stop or drop that would help me up my game? And so finally, question number 3. What one new thing could I start that would inevitably improve my performance over time? What one new thing could I start to really up my game? Now, this question forces you or your feedback friend to think creatively about an addition to really take things to the next level. So, for example, one piece of live audience feedback that came to me suggested that I find ways to deliver content outside of live events alone. And so that's why I'm generating this podcast. What one new thing could you start that will really help you up your game? So there you have it, the Fast Feedback 3. What one thing should I continue? What one thing should I stop? And what one new thing should I start? 3 questions I love to use because they're rooted in positive mindset psychology. They reframe failings into learnings. And it's focused on improvement. It's focused on upping your game. It's a simple tool that you can do verbally. It produces 3 data points that are memorable and actionable. You can run this for yourself or for your team. And you can ask yourself these questions or ask them of a feedback friend. You can apply it to virtually any situation, whether it's in the boardroom chairing a meeting to interacting with a client, from how you write your emails to how you answer the phone, or how you're performing on the football field to how you are in your key relationships. You can use these 3 questions anywhere. I use these 3 questions after I deliver on stage, and I find it puts to bed any negative gunfire that's going off in my mind and leaves me with a positively framed, balanced assessment and lots of motivation for even more future improvement. You know, Bill Gates said, "We all need people who will give us feedback. That's how we improve." So friends, you are amazing. There's treasure in you. So put these 3 questions to the test. Build a positive feedback culture where you are and enjoy upping your game. If you like what you're hearing, then click subscribe so you never miss a podcast episode. I want to say a massive thank you to all of you who are supporting me on Instagram at Dr. Tarika UK. I appreciate you so, so much. For those of you who want to know more about my story and my services, you can catch me at drtarika.com. With that said, it leaves me to say that wherever you are, be exceptional, be the change, and I'm so looking forward to being with you in the next episode. Bye.